Tired of ads interfering with your favorite sports podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Stay ahead of the game by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/sportsadfree. That's amazon.com/sportsadfree to catch up on the latest episodes. Without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Support WrestleTalk!
Give us a subscribe.
Making their way to the ring at a combined weight of undeniably sexy, hailing from London, the Wrestle Ramble Podcast!
It's Elimination Chamber 2019 predictions time. I'm Ollie Davis. This is Laurie Blake with his own microphone.
And range. Look at this.
Oh, you can move.
I can
all
do
the way
a round. Well, not too much, actually. I think Luke's got his foot on the wire.
And as always, on the far left of the political spectrum and screen is Luke Owen.
Hello, Swap Nation, and a hello to you guys. How is it going?
Yeah, it's good, thank you.
We've done this almost like a podcast intro, Davis. You've thrown me off slightly because normally you would just do like, it's Elimination Chamber 2019, blah, 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 but you almost did it like we do the Ramble intro.
Yeah, well, I'm really thrown just by slight changes in sound. I can't deal with change.
You left a pause and we could have filled it with talking.
Yeah.
And we did. And now we're here.
If you go back and watch that intro, actually, I momentarily forgot who you were. There's
nice.
Joined by Laurie Blake and
that guy, the other one.
He's holding something.
Anyway, you can get involved in the predictions as well if you go over to Patreon on WrestleTalk's Patreon page by clicking the I somewhere or the link in the video description below, and you can join Wrestle League, where I am joint fourth. Do you know how many people are in Wrestle League?
No.
597 people.
That's a lot of people.
And
how many people are joint fourth? 597 people.
There are only two people joint last. Oh. And neither of them are Luke. But Luke is the bottom of us three. You're top, Laurie. So
I've got the scores right here. I have got 5 points. This is carrying on from Royal Rumble 2019. I'm currently on 5 points. Ollie is on 6 points. And Laurie Blake is on 8 points.
Away in the lead.
What I learned from Royal Rumble weekend, I should listen to Dave Meltzer. Because if I'd have just listened to what Dave Meltzer reported, I'd have been fine.
But
I
went full of
always
lines.
Be safe.
I went on my own little tangent. I was like, no, it could be Braun Strowman that wins.
And Laurie had Mustafa Ali winning the Royal Rumble.
Yeah, but he got bonus points for Pete Dunne.
Just for a lark.
Yeah.
I thought Lita was a
safe
bet.
I could have just wasted it.
You did, yeah, actually, I thought Lita really was a safe bet for you.
Anyway, Elimination Chamber results.
That's the past.
You can get involved just for this pay-per-view, or if you've already started at the Royal Rumble, we're going to be totaling up all the predictions from Royal Rumble to WrestleMania. But you can still get involved on a pay-per-view by pay-per-view basis. So kick us off,
yes.
Luke, with our opening match.
I also wanted to give a quick shout-out to the person who has joined Patreon and then submitted their predictions for the Royal Rumble 2 days ago.
Did they get them right, Luke?
Amazingly, yes, they did.
Wow.
Yeah, they got 100%.
Prediction.
Hey, hindsight is a really good form of future talent.
Post-prediction is the best kind of prediction.
The cutoff for the predictions is sort of about like midday in the UK time on the day of the pay-per-view.
I thought it was as soon as
the show
started.
Well, it was that, but then Randy Datson, who controls all of the predictions in the Patreon back end, I need more time to be able to sort it out, so he's requested it.
Okay.
That's a very good Randy impression.
Yeah, thank you very much.
Now do that voice singing Waterfalls.
Don't go
It should be the wrong song.
Anyway, so opening us up on the pre-show, I believe, is Buddy Murphy versus Akira Tozawa for the WWE Cruiserweight Championship. Oliver Davis, I'm going to come to you first.
Buddy Murphy.
Going to go BM.
I don't know why.
Well, it's because
I just assume they wouldn't take the title off Murphy. Yeah.
Well, we've got that at Rumble, though. We both predicted it would be someone different at the Rumble.
I predicted Atami, and then Atami both took the fall and left the company.
He did show up not in WWE shape, though.
So I was burnt last time. I'm going to stick with Murphy.
You're the sort of pirate black spot for people's wrestling career. Once you've predicted them, they have to go.
That's Dean Ambrose is winning Royal Rumble. Yeah.
Dean Ambrose is going to break both of his legs.
Oh, Laurie Blake, who are you saying?
Burphy. Big Burphy.
Big Burphy. Big beefy Burphy.
I don't think like Akira Tozawa was in the Rumble match, right?
He was,
Kalisto?
Yeah, let's say Kalisto.
I think it was Kalisto and it was all... I think it was Kalisto, wasn't it?
You might be Lucha racist.
Was I? Who was it?
I think it was Kalisto.
Yeah. Cool. Yeah, I'll go with Kalisto.
I thought they were all people who'd been previously been cruiserweight champions, but
Atami. Yeah. Oh, right, what you're saying, yeah.
I can't see Akira Tozawa coming out of a Fatal 4-Way and then now being like, I'll just win one-on-one.
Mm. I'm also going with Big Beefy Murphy. Right, on to the main show, and it's our first Elimination Chamber match of the evening, and it is for the inaugural new WWE Women's Tag Team Champions. Here is the lineup. It is Nia Jax and Tamina, the Samoan Slaughterhouse, the Riot Squad of Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan, Fire and Desire, Mandy Rose and Sonya Deville, the Iconics, Hug and Boss Connection, the Fabulous Glow of Naomi and Carmella.
So you know how they say that the Elimination Chamber takes years of people's careers? Mm. They've made this match more dangerous by having... not the best wrestlers in the world in there. I think this is going to be quite the botch fest because it's not something you can rehearse a lot. Like, and that typically, these big women's matches, like the first ever women's Royal Rumble match and I believe the Money in the Bank matches, they were all heavily rehearsed, sort of on a spot-by-spot template. But you can't just knock up an Elimination Chamber match.
And they might have one in a big warehouse.
They might do, yeah.
It's 2000... miles of steel.
It's made, yeah, but this one's made of like iron wool or whatever, like steel wool. They just whack it up, you know.
The playhouse.
Version. They just do like, you know, like playing football in the park. They just do jumpers, and it's like these are the posts. Like
Fisher Price, that's Elimination Chamber. anyway, I'm going to come to you, Blake. What are you saying?
Boss and Hug.
Going with B and
Boss and Hug.
B and H.
I think it's between them and Nia and Tamina for heat's sake.
Yeah, so Boss and Hug and Fire and Desire are starting this if we want to.
And I feel like I think there was a bit of like setting up, we're trying to set up Sasha Banks for a bit of like baby face kind of empathy when they were saying she'd re-aggravated an injury ahead of the thing and they had to walk that back. I think because they were like, oh no, wait, she's like the only draw in that match. And ticket sales haven't been fantastic at WWE recently, so maybe we shouldn't say that someone's not might not be at Elimination Chamber.
It's not like WWE to falsely advertise a talent.
Did you hear that was Vince McMahon's reasoning for why like live attendance, TV viewers, and house show numbers are down? It's because of injuries. And Dave Meltzer in The Observer was like, but you were still advertising them to be at the shows. I'm not sure you can really use that as an excuse. Yeah.
We keep lying and it doesn't work.
So you're going
to I'm all out of ideas. I think I'm going to go with these guys because I just think it's them, Nia and Tamina, or the Riot Squad.
So half the match.
No. But I think like they're like the ones that feel like proper tag teams in this
all
kind
the
of
raw
situation.
People.
Yeah, I think they're all the ones that feel like they could actually like be contenders for this. But Boss and Hug, because we were setting up this idea that they were going to fight through from the bottom all the way to the
and
top.
And according to WrestleVote, the women's champions will be going across brands, and that is going to lead to essentially a shared roster across both brands of the women's division, which would probably help
so
because
it begins.
Asuka hasn't got a challenge. She's not on this card as the SmackDown. She hasn't been seen since the Royal Rumble. And so it begins. You're right. Like the brand split is already falling apart.
Stop stalling for time. Well, What's your prediction?
I'm saying Nia and Tamina. I've been saying that for weeks. Okay. I think Nia and Tamina are winning this.
I think it's between those two.
Yeah,
I think it needs to be a heel team, and then you need the babyface team chasing. I can see it being Bayley and Banks going to the end, and then Nia and Tamina come in and just sort of dominate and just, you know, pin them all with awful splashes and Samoan drops and the like.
No.
Yeah, that's what I had. I'm going Tamina and Nia as well. Oh. And the baby faces will capture the titles at WrestleMania.
Yeah? Oh, you don't think it's going to be a long run for them?
No. I think it will just... Well, you know, you've got Fastlane in between then and now. But we shouldn't count out, you know, The Riot Squad have been built up. We could have Ruby Riot as the Raw Women's Champion. And Liv Morgan and Sarah Logan as the tag team champions.
That's almost that like it would have been a story. Yeah, it almost sounds like that a story that they could have been telling for the last 3 weeks Raw, but decided not to.
No, no.
It's much better to announce it via Twitter.
Yeah, much better.
Why? People don't want to turn up and be like invested in what the possible outcome can be. They want to know Ronda's winning. Mm. And Riot Squad don't have a chance.
I'm also going with Nia and Tamina in this because they are easily the most over people in this match. Well, Nia Jax is easily the most over person in this whole match. Like, she's so much more over than Fire and Desire and Carmella and
But Tamina sucks at, like, on the average.
She levels them out, I suppose.
Hey, I'm Ryan Reynolds. Recently, I asked Mint Mobile's legal team if big wireless companies are allowed to raise prices due to inflation. They said yes. And then when I asked if raising prices technically violates those onerous two-year contracts, they said, what the f*** are you talking about, you insane Hollywood ass f-? So to recap, we're cutting the price of Mint Unlimited from $30 a month to just $15 a month. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
$45 up front for 3 months plus taxes and fees. Promo rate for new customers for limited time. Unlimited more than 40 gigabytes per month. Slows full terms at mintmobile.com.
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news. Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Did you know cats tend to hide symptoms of sickness and pain? I learned this the hard way after losing my cat, Gingy. So I created Pretty Litter, a health monitoring litter that helps detect early signs of illness by changing colors, saving you money and potentially your cat's life. Pretty Litter is veterinarian developed, and it's the easiest way to keep tabs on your fur baby's health right at home.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.
Flexibility is great. That's why there's yoga. Flexibility for your insurance coverage is great too. That's why there's United Healthcare Insurance Plans. Underwritten by Golden Rule Insurance Company, United Healthcare Insurance Plans offer flexible, budget-friendly coverage for medical, vision, dental, and more. One of these plans may be right for you if you're, say, between jobs, coming off your parents' plan, turning a side hustle into a full hustle, or even missed open enrollment. Want more flexibility? Find out more about United Healthcare Insurance Plans at uh1.com.
Anyway, for the SmackDown Tag Team Championships, it is the best tag team in the world of The Miz and Shane McMahon versus The Usos. I'm going to go first, and I'm going to say it is a Shane and Miz retention. I'm going S and M.
I bet you are.
Well, it is Valentine's Day.
I'm going M and S.
Are you
best
going with M
tag team in the world?
M and S. Oliver Davis.
Yeah, I'm going Shane and Miz as well. I just think now isn't the right time. But it'll be interesting to see how they beat the Usos because I hope it should be some kind of fluke victory or shenanigans.
Well, no, because Shane's the best in the world. Shane's the best in the world. He goes toe to toe with every wrestler.
Yeah,
because he's brilliant at it.
Mm. Yeah, 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 yeah.
You just need to get over all those Miz.
No one, Shane McMahon, through a table.
Yeah. I think you just really need to get over this idea that Shane is not a trained wrestler. He clearly is a trained wrestler and is brilliant at it.
Yeah.
He's a
because
trained
that was
pratfaller.
Always his character.
Yes, we've all gone for champions retention there. Coming up next for the WWE Intercontinental Championship, it is a handicap match. It is Bobby Lashley and Leo Rush versus the man who made Brock Lesnar believe, Finn Balor.
Phineas Balor.
Oliver Davis, coming to you first.
So originally, up until this morning, I thought it was going to be a Bobby Lashley retention. However, Dave Meltzer said something. And going by the logic, trust in Dave, Vince McMahon doesn't believe Finn can beat Bobby. It's just ridiculous. He can make him believe, sure.
Can't
look what he did
though.
To Brock Lesnar.
Oh, yeah.
Getting F5 so much.
Mm-hmm.
But Leo Rush might only be in the match so Balor can pin Leo So I think Balor's going to win.
Ooh, you think Balor is going to win. And I think that's actually a very... That's a good argument. Mm. I like that. Who was the champion before Lashley?
Dean.
Was it Dean?
Yeah.
No, was it no. Seth?
No, it was Dean, because Dean won it from Seth at TLC.
Yeah. But how did Bobby win it?
Triple threat, wasn't it?
Oh, my God. The Intercontinental
A forgetful encounter.
Raw, if you've only got one title on your show and it's the IC title, treat it seriously. I don't know what's been going on with it. And he's germaphobe gimmick around that time.
Laurie Blake.
Balor.
You're going, oh, he's been talked into it. Balor.
Well, I felt like Balor was going to win it sooner or later. And actually, I feel that's quite a compelling argument. I think it was here or we're pushing on to WrestleMania and then there.
Yeah.
But he was due a title run on something. He gets a go at some point.
I believe in him.
Do you?
I'm going to go slightly different. I think I'm going to go Lashley. I think I'm going to go for a Lashley retention.
This is the first one me and you have differed on. So now it's all to play for.
Oh, it really does heat up after a while, doesn't it? Eventually, Wrestle League heats up. I'm going to go with
a tepid to lukewarm.
and then it all flattens out on the last day again.
I'm going to go with a Lashley retention, but I think Finn's going to make him believe.
Oh.
I'm going to go with a Lashley retention. I don't feel confident good as a win. In that. I really don't feel confident in that prediction because you are both likely right.
So you open this show saying, I'm going to do everything Dave Meltzer says. And then I've just told you what Dave Meltzer has theorized. And you've gone against it.
Our Meltzer, it's who fine. Art in it's predictions. Fine. Hallowed fine. Be thy name.
Oh, hang on. We've got a barn burner coming up next. In a no DQ match, it's Braun Strowman versus Chinlock City, Baron Corbin.
Rest hold city.
You see, if that was anyone, I think Corbin should have that as a funny piece of merch on a t-shirt.
Oh, yeah.
Chinlock City, all the dates.
I actually read a report of that six-man tag, and Baron Corbin did so many chinlocks and rest holds in that match that I honestly just forgot. No, if you'd have said how many did I was like, I probably did one. He did loads.
That's how he's so good, though, because he sneaks them in. They're not even just rest
seamless.
Holds
seamless.
They are actually beautiful bits of art that you just you see them all as one perfect movement.
Mm-hmm.
But actually, it's about 10 different chin locks.
Incredible. Well, I mean, Baron is one of your boys, Laurie Blake.
Yeah,
this was a match that happened at TLC with Braun getting a Universal Championship match off the back of it. Now it's for no stakes.
Mm.
Yeah, just Braun.
Going with Braun.
I think we can all quite comfortably just say Braun here. There's no need to belabor this.
Well,
I was
thinking of saying Corbin.
I think Corbin, if Drew gets involved.
That's what I was thinking. It's no DQ. So there could always be a Drew run in. There's
like
a Lashley run in.
I'm going to propose a new motion. This isn't going to stay a singles match. Holla, holla, six-man tag.
Or at least a tag match, because Kurt Angle could get involved.
Yeah,
and then you do Braun and Kurt versus Drew and Corbin.
Mm-hmm.
Mm, good Maybe. Prediction, mate.
Then that makes it Braun, definitely.
Yeah.
Yeah. To me, that makes it Braun. Although, sure. If Angle's there, Braun wins.
I'm going to stick with the safe option, though. I'm going to say Braun as
yeah,
well.
Yeah, I think that's wise.
Speaking of safe options, coming up next is Ronda Rousey versus Ruby Riott for the Raw Women's Championship. A match so hot, neither of them could be in the ring at the same time on the go-home show of Raw, and Ronda could only talk about Becky Lynch.
Yeah.
Maybe she's not focused. Maybe that's where Ruby is going to get the advantage
here. This is her downfall.
Because Rousey's so focused on main eventing WrestleMania. Mm.
And dreaming about her ranch.
Exactly, that she's and her time off, that she's looking past Ronda Rousey, Ruby Riott, the other one.
I think we can all agree this is Ronda winning.
Because if one of those Riott kicks connects, though, if it's ever connected, which I've never seen it do.
Oh, on Monday, was she pinned Nikki Cross with it?
Yeah, I know, but did it connect? Like it was.
Oh, I see what you're saying.
The foot was a foot away.
I'm just mainly curious about how good this match is going to be.
Yeah.
Because I really like the way Ruby Riott works.
Yeah,
I like her promo ability off outside the ring, but it all depends how much Ronda's rehearsed a match herself. I'm scared they're gonna see this as a filler. So hey, Ronda, just go out and try calling it on the fly.
We've also got to remember there's going to be some Charlotte involvement here because she's got a ticket and is going to be at ringside for the match within the crowd.
Maybe. I guess because it makes sense for the other Riot Squad members to come down and help Ruby. Maybe there's a referee down.
The Elimination Chamber, they'll be too hurt.
Yeah.
They might not recover.
Potentially. Yes. But if that's happening, then Charlotte would want the title to stay on Ronda, so she would...
win it at Mania.
Yeah, so she would help Ronda.
Yeah, yeah.
And how's Becky Lynch going to factor into... Look, this match is about that angle that happens afterwards, not the predictions, really.
Poor, poor Ruby Riot. Mm. Yeah. I feel really bad for Ruby.
And they've been building her up since Super Showdown for this match, remember?
Yeah, absolutely. And then finally, for the WWE Championship match, it's our second Elimination Chamber of the evening. It is the champion, the new Daniel Bryan versus AJ Styles versus Jeff Hardy versus Randall K. Orton versus Samoa Joe versus not Mustafa Ali, Kofi Kingston.
I can't wait for this match.
I'm super really hyped for this match.
Is anyone going Kofi?
I see Kofi having a long run, yeah, and then he gets a title shot at Fastlane.
Oh, no. Loses. Do you want my prediction for Fastlane?
Ooh, that is good.
Yeah.
My prediction for Fastlane is it's a six-man tag. It's New Day versus the Straight Veg Society of Daniel Bryan, Harper, and Rowan.
That's also really cool.
Ooh. Yeah.
What a novel concept. There are multiple equally good ways you can go with this storyline because they've set up so many different feuds and built up so many different people on SmackDown.
Also, as a correction from the SmackDown episode we did, the SmackDown review, this is not Kofi Kingston's first Elimination Chamber. This is actually his fourth.
I thought so.
His 11 billion.
He's been in four of them. Can you name the years?
29
yeah, yeah.
2014.
Well, he was in.
He was over the age of 18.
I can remember he. I mean, someone's enough people told us he was in the tag team one,
right?
Which I don't know who won. But I was thinking about this earlier today. Can you name? I thought we'd play a fun little game before we get out of here. Can you name the people who were in the Elimination Chamber last year?
Alexa Bliss.
And the men's one. Oh, the women's one's a lot easier to do.
So Nakamura won the Rumble. So it was Roman Reigns. It was Braun Strowman. It was Elias. Yep. It was...
KO? No.
I just said Seth.
Oh, man.
I just said Seth.
KO wouldn't have swapped yet.
Seth, yeah, I don't know any other three.
Dean?
Dean was out. Dean. Jason Jordan? Jason Jordan was out, wasn't he?
Yeah. Oh, do you not have the answer?
No, I thought it would be a fun game. But I can Google things like
that. Best games have
While you're doing that, yeah, while you're doing that, I'm going to say Daniel Bryan retains because he's one of the hottest acts in the company. And it seems like it's only going to grow with the hopeful addition of Luke Harper. His promos are out of this world. And have you seen the joke going around that he's officially a paper champion now?
Nice, good.
With his cardboard belt.
Yep, very nice.
So I'm going Brian.
You're going Brian. I'm also going Brian as well.
Brian.
Yeah, also going Brian.
Mustafa Ali.
Yeah. I think it makes sense for Brian to retain here. I just think it makes sense for him to be the champion going into Mania.
I genuinely think before Mustafa Ali was injured, they could have been planning a championship match at Mania with Brian and Mustafa Ali actually ascending and win the title there as a kind of big deal thing. But yeah, I don't think we're done with Brian building him up as the sort of arch heel that he is because he's too good.
I can also see Kofi being the first man in and going all the way and it coming down to him and Brian playing off the fact that he pinned the champion on SmackDown. So as an answer to the question, who was in the Elimination Chamber last year? It was Roman Reigns, Braun Strowman, Seth Rollins, Finn Balor, Elias, The Miz...
Oh, yeah.
And John Cena.
Because Cena he was trying to get in because he wouldn't have a WrestleMania match otherwise.
Also on that card, Matt Hardy defeated Bray Wyatt.
Ah, classic feud. Cool. Well, that's all the matches. We've got a bonus question.
And the bonus question devised by myself. Who will be the first eliminated in the women's elimination
chamber
match?
You go back up and show us the possibles.
Absolutely, yeah. So as a reminder of who the possibles are, Nia Jackson, Tamina, Riot Squad, Fire and Desire, Iconics, Hug and Boss Connection, and Fabulous Glow. Who will be the first eliminated?
I think Fire and Desire.
You're going with
Fire. By Naomi's hand. Desire. And it'll be, she pins Mandy.
I am going to say Iconics.
Oh, I'm changing it. Naomi and Carmella. Because Mandy Rose pins Naomi. Naomi's got a lot of pins over Naomi in recent weeks.
Yeah, Mandy Rose has. Well, she's
the other way
around. Yeah, I suppose, yeah.
So this will be a good way to further that feud, I guess, which is getting a reaction.
Well, yeah, but Naomi pinned her on SmackDown.
Yeah. So Mandy Rose is going to pin Naomi to eliminate Naomi.
Right. I'm with you now.
Yeah, screw it. I'm sticking with Naomi and Carmella.
I'm going to say Iconics.
Yeah, I'm with Iconics.
You're going with the Iconics as well.
Mm. Well,
Iconics. Who is going to get that bonus point?
Tired of ads intruding into your favorite comedy podcasts? Good news! Ad-free listening is available on Amazon Music for all the music plus top podcasts included with your Prime membership. Dive into a world of laughs by downloading the Amazon Music app for free or go to amazon.com/comedyadfree. That's amazon.com/comedyadfree to catch up on the latest episodes without the ads.
Hi, I'm Daniel, founder of Pretty Litter. Cats and cat owners deserve better than any old-fashioned litter. That's why I teamed up with scientists and veterinarians to create Pretty Litter. Its innovative crystal formula has superior odor control and weighs up to 80% less than clay litter. Pretty Litter even monitors health by changing colors to help detect early signs of potential illness. It's the world's smartest kitty litter.
Go to prettylitter.com and use code ACAST for 20% off your first order and a free cat toy. Terms and conditions apply. See site for details.